Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Welcome in. Michael Borky here with you for the Rebel Report at SEC Media Days in Atlanta. And this edition is my conversation, my one-on-one with Ole Miss linebacker TJ Dottery. So please, I invite you to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get them. Just search Rebel Report and you will find it there, and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Also, subscribe right here, leave a comment, leave a like, hit the notification bell, subscribe on YouTube as well. Would appreciate you guys doing both of those things. TJ Dottery, an interesting player for Ole Miss. He's the green dot guy, as Pete Golding calls him. He's the one that makes all the calls and stuff like that, and did so on last year's defense, even though he was alongside an All-American and Chris Paul. So Paul's gone. New crop of linebackers coming in. New defensive line not coming in. Most of these guys are returning to Ole Miss. And high expectations still for this Ole Miss defense. I even said on the radio show earlier today that I have more trust in the defense than I do the offense, even going into this season. I know that's kind of a little like hot take sports talk radio guy, but it's true. I know they replace what they replace, but I've been thoroughly impressed with what Pete Golding has done at Ole Miss, not just last year. Last year had this crazy influx in talent, and they had one of the best defenses in all of college football. You could argue they had the best one if you look at all of their stats across the board. Definitely a top 10, if not a top 5 defense in the sport, and that is inarguable. But in 2023 as well, if you look at that season, they won a lot of games on the back of defense. Arkansas, Auburn, Mississippi State, even Tulane. This past season, they played well enough in all 13 games defensively to win each and every one of them. Even though they replace a bunch of guys, I have full faith on that side of the ball, not only to replace talent with talent. I mean, look at the crop of talent they have on the defensive line. Even if it hasn't been proven at Ole Miss, the talent pedigree is most definitely there. But Pete Golding's group has been consistent, and I value consistency. And I think if you're asking me what side of the ball do you trust more going into 2025, it is the defense, and TJ Dottery is a big part of that. Ask him about a lot of things. We talk about the new guys in the room, what he does in his spare time. Good. It's a shorter conversation than the other two players you'll hear from, but it's still a very good conversation with me and TJ Dottery. Before I play it for you, I want to tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. ToyotaBrookhaven.com is the website. Tell them that I sent you $1,000 off on me, any in-stock new Toyota off the top. $1,000 off on me, Toyota of Brookhaven. They will treat you like a person. They will take care of you, because that's what they do. They deliver at Toyota of Brookhaven. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority with local loan servicing and decision-making. Their online banking platform is outstanding. There's 16 locations in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. Priority One Bank makes you their priority. And Advantage Business Systems, absms.com is the website. And if you're a Mississippi business and you're in the market for office technology, absms.com, that's the website. Tell them that I sent you, and they'll give you an assessment. Office technology assessment on me. Just tell them that I sent you, absms.com. That is the website. All right, here it is, my conversation with Ole Miss linebacker TJ Dottery from SEC Media Days in Atlanta.
Sports Talk Mississippi at SEC Media Days in Atlanta, brought to you in part by Covington County Hospital. I'm Michael Borky with linebacker from Ole Miss, TJ Dottery. Man, love the powder blue suit, first of all. Looking sharp. What do you need to do this offseason? I asked Austin Simmons the same question. What is the biggest thing that you felt like you needed to work on this offseason so you can play sharp as well?
Film, continuing to get my film study better. Just being able to anticipate plays more out there and just continue to be a leader.
So how do you get better in the film room? How do you do that?
Studying formation, studying tendencies, studying tight ends, whether they're on, off, heavy, light, things are different. Just, man, studying different keys like that.
So an interesting offseason, last offseason for you. You transfer to Ole Miss, but you don't get to play until the very last game of the season.
Yes, sir.
And now you have not only a full offseason, but, I mean, you're kind of the vet in the room now. You had a lot of guys leave, of course, for the NFL. What's this offseason been like for you compared to last offseason where you only got to play in one game?
Man, it's been awesome. Just being able, like you said, the vet, so being able to be a leader in there for everybody. Just showing the guys how to do it. Just going to how to do it the right way, whether that's from on the field, off the field. And it's been awesome. I'm excited and I love it.
So Pete Golding, in his fireside chat with Chris Beard, had a lot of praise for you. Not only called you the green dot, but called you a leader on that defense. What's your relationship with Pete Golding like?
Man, that's my guy, man. I think our relationship is really, really tight. He's the reason, mainly the reason I came to Ole Miss, and it's continued to grow, and I trust him with my whole, with everything.
And you look at, you know, his past as previous stop at Alabama and the number of players that his defense and him specifically put in the NFL, that had to make that decision pretty easy, huh?
Definitely. And then just the type of guy he was as when I got to meet him and talk to him on the phone, just the type of person he is, he's a real person, and he's the same person on and off the field 24/7, and I love that about him.
So if you're going to take a step forward in 2025, you had a billion tackles a year ago, but what is the thing that you need to do to take that step forward in 2025?
Continue to be confident and just be me, just be myself.
What's your favorite part about being a linebacker?
Hitting people, man. I like hitting people. I like hitting people. I couldn't take that. I can't take that.
I mean, quarterback, the preferred guy to hit, right? Or do you like meeting a running back in the hole? And
man, either anybody. But if I had to pick, I like the quarterback, too. I like hitting the quarterback, too. Hold on, Shaq. Yes, sir.
So I know that you guys, one game at a time, you're focusing on Georgia State. And Austin Simmons wouldn't even talk about Kentucky with me in week two. He was solely focused on Georgia State.
Yes, sir.
What is the thing, though, this season in general, you're most looking forward to?
Man, just stepping on that field every week, man. I think that's my biggest thing, man. I'm so excited for the guys that we got around us and me and the coaches, man. I'm just like Austin said, man, taking it week by week and just stepping on the field, whoever we play.
A lot of new guys in the linebacker room.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about a few of them.
Man, they're awesome, man. All the guys, Yates, Todd Chambers, Andrew Jones, Tyler Banks. He's been there, but also just awesome guy, awesome, great leader. All those guys, man, they've been great. They've been great learning. They've been coming in, learning. They're ready to play, and they're great teammates. They've been great people.
And it's interesting, too, that you were a transfer, obviously from Clemson, and then these guys are all transfers, too. So you have your own experience to lean on as you help them acclimate to Ole Miss, I assume.
Yes, sir. And they've been open to it, and that's what I love about them, man. They've been open to just asking questions or just anything. They've been open, and I've been able to help them, and they've been able to help me, and I built a great relationship with all those guys.
So I assume it's easier to play linebacker with a good defensive line in front of you. You lose Walter Nolan, you lose Pegues, you lose Ivy, you lose Princely.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to be in front of you this year that you're really excited about playing behind?
Man, all those guys that were – I got some guys, that young guys that came in, transfers, man. There's some guys all over the place. Will Echols, Womack, Xavier Harris, Santeria Perkins. Man, I can go on a list for days, man. Uh-huh. We got guys, man. I'm excited to play behind them.
Yeah, Xavier Harris, I always tell people, you don't know big until you see Xavier Harris walk around. That dude's a giant.
He's huge. He's huge, and he moves so great to be at size. That's awesome.
Pete Golding thinks that they're not going to miss a beat on the defensive line. Do you agree?
I agree with him. Like I said, those guys that I named, I'm pretty sure some guys I missed, man. I was just going quick, but they're great. They're all great, and they're ready to work.
How do you spend when you're not doing football? When you're away from the football field, you want to unwind. What do you do?
Man, I probably play a video game, man.
Which one?
Call of Duty, yeah. NCAA, any of those. I've been on Madden as well. Yeah, I play a video game. And just chill with the guys. I went bowling with some of my teammates yesterday. Some receivers.
Were you good?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm good.
I mean, I guess you're strong, right? Bowling, it must not be too bad. All right, so you play video games. You play the college football video game.
Mm-hmm.
Did you right away immediately go pick Ole Miss and play as yourself?
Yes, sir.
Do you play with anybody else or is exclusively, no, I'm going to be me. I'm in this video game.
Not specifically me, but Ole Miss for sure. I'm using everybody on Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Anybody, I'm using all those guys.
Yeah, man, if I was in a video game, I would never play with anybody else. But you're a little bit more humble than me. So you guys go through spring. What can you tell us about the offense, though? You had to practice against them every day.
Electric and awesome. They're smart. They're fast. Man, those guys are great. Like, we got new guys in with Austin. Those guys have connected well. They're always in the facility. Those guys have a great relationship. I'm excited for all those guys.
And then the running back room. Who stood out in the running back room?
Man, all of them are standing out. I mean, we got some great running backs, man. Of course, you know Logan Diggs, Keywon Lacy. Those guys are awesome. Yeah. And they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, man, good luck this season. Appreciate you sitting down with us for a little while and keep making those tackles, man. Good luck.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Sports Talk Mississippi from SEC Media Days. We'll be back.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.